Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Narleski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Narleski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Rhine goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Narleski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 0-for-1 in the game. Narleski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Narleski reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rhine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Narleski fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Narleski. Jolly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly tags and moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Jolly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney catches it and steps on first to double up Kerr. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Clancy steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Red Barnes pinch hits for Mo Berg. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Narleski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Narleski moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Narleski moves to third. Rein moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons has Narleski trapped. There's the throw to Com and over to Krause, who tags Narleski for the out. Rein moves to third. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rein scores. Berry moves to third. Russell moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Russell scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 3 in the game. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing right field. Russ Garrett now playing left field. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Narleski takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cecil picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cecil. Rhine goes all the way around to score. Russell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Russell trying to get to home. Jolly throws the ball into Krause, who tags Russell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhine. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney throws to second for one, and Rhine throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Krause moves to second. Two outs. Art Shires pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krause moves to third. Alex Metzler pinch hits for John Kerr. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Krause scores. Shires moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Woodward takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.